This is your QFM, and it's Phil on a three-hour drive here on Tuesday. As I mentioned earlier, I want to revisit the issue of ethnic study standards, social studies here in Minnesota. We talked about it a little bit last night, but there is certainly some additional things and clarify some things. As we know, during the legislative session, and this has been going on for several years now, the governor and others pushing for revising education, certainly in public schools, more toward progressive values, woke agenda, all those kinds of things. And so the newly passed law that demands the input of ethnic studies into the curriculum, this law also calls for a 25-member working group to implement the new ethnic studies ed requirements. And they must be appointed by the State Department of Education next year. And here's what it says. The Commissioner of Education must appoint members of the working group by April 1st of 2024 with input from the Minnesota Ethnic Studies Coalition. All right, so there, who are these people? The Minnesota Ethnic Studies Coalition. And it says, furthermore, working group members must have a demonstrated commitment to ethnic studies. So no neutral or skeptics are allowed. And there is another group that's associated with this as well. They're called EdLib, E-D-L-I-B. They're very closely aligned with the Minnesota Ethnic Studies Coalition. Funded with your tax dollars, EdLib and the coalition will staff the committee that will design 100% of the curricula used to educate your children. What could go wrong? Well, EdLib and the Ethnic Studies Coalition of Minnesota are both members of the National Coalition for Liberated Ethnic Studies. And among this group's points of unity is the following. Teachers, schools, and school districts understand the importance of authentic ethnic studies and have sufficient support to withstand attacks from Zionist and other right-wing forces and liberalism, including attacks on critical race theory, which is central to ethnic studies as a discipline. All right. In addition to its points of unity, the group follows the seven C's of ethnic studies, and C number four is this, critique empire and its relationship to white supremacy, racism, patriarchy, cis-heteropatriarchy, capitalism, ableism, anthropocentrism, and other forms of power and oppression at the intersections of our society. So again, I say, what could go wrong? You know, these groups are very progressive, off the charts, and they're going to be the ones in charge of putting together this committee and putting together ethnic studies. Well, like we were talking about last night, the social studies standards, which includes ethnic studies inside there, social studies is even a broader standard for the state of Minnesota. They have the whole new study outline put together, but it's not quite in stone yet. It is going to be reviewed by an administrative law judge before, and there's actually 25 new standards within the K through 12 social studies, citizenship, government, economics, geography, U.S. and world history, ethnic studies, all of that. So before it enters public classrooms, there is one more step, and that is from now until Wednesday, October 25th at 4:30, public comments can be submitted to the judge for him to consider in conjunction with the Department of Ed's justifications for this big new SONAR document, they call it. That's the standards, this big broad social study standards thing. And so, and then they gave some examples. The American Experiment had sent this email out with some standards. Here's another standard out of ethnic studies, and the title of it is called Resistance. The student will describe how individuals and communities have fought for freedom and liberation against systemic and coordinated exercises of power, locally and globally. The student will organize with others to engage in activities that could further the rights and dignity of all. You're basically teaching activism. That's a part of what's going on here. And I mean, there's a number of egregious examples. Again, this one from geography. The student will investigate how a sense of place is impacted by different cultural perspectives. On and on. And here's the thing. The best thing for you to do, if you want to take part in standing against this, go to AmericanExperiment.org. All right? These guys have all the information, and you can even contact them for more information. Katrine Wigfall, Katrin, I think it is, Katrin Wigfall, she is amazing. I've met her. She's a policy fellow there, and she is really a student of these issues. So you can engage with her, Katrin Wigfall, C-A-T-R-I-N. But again, it's AmericanExperiment.org. And then there's a news tab. You can, it's got a few tabs at the top of their website. Click on the news tab and then click on education. Okay, it gives you a variety of things under the news category, but click on education. And then you'll see this story about Raise Our Standards, and you can read it for yourself. So it all begins at AmericanExperiment.org. Click on the news tab, then click on education. And then you'll see the story about tell it to the judge, raise our standards. All right, so that's more information for you here tonight on Your Life, God's Truth, your QFM.